Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Do not equate your trouble with being outside of the will of God. Do not equate your trouble with being rejected by God. Do not equate your trouble with God not being present with you. In fact, I submit to you, our God is a present help in time of trouble.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Welcome back to Revive Radio. Let's continue with Pastor Rogers in his current Wednesday night Bible study. This is part three from the By Faith series, How to Walk with God by Faith. Let's get back into the message with Pastor Rogers.
And the fact that it had become so atrocious that judges were giving credence and literally setting up beds in the community for homosexual acts to take place in the city of Sodom. And Lot was the keeper of the gate. His business was at the opening of the gate of Sodom. So it wasn't that he didn't see it going on. In fact, the Bible tells us over in the book of John, I believe, he says this. He said that Lot's righteous soul was vexed every day, I'm paraphrasing, by what he saw and experienced in the culture he was in. So I'm just going to say to you, somebody said, well, you pastor, you talk about washing your hands and taking a bath at least once a week. You need to take one in the Word every day, multiple times a day. Because your righteous soul can become affected, vexed, grieved. And yet there was the inability that it got so bad that the inability of Lot to do anything about it. He was a city official. But passing laws did not stop that from happening anymore. So he was living in the condition where his lifestyle and the lifestyle of what was purported on his on the news media and everything else in his community of the twin cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were adverse to such a degree that the word comes down, if you can find 10 righteous in the city, I'll preserve it. They could not find 10 righteous people. That should have at least been Lot's house. But according to the scripture, when God commands Lot, I'm going ahead and preach this thing. When Lot is commanded by God to exit the city, God literally commands him, run to the mountain and don't look back. When he leaves that city, it is so affecting his house that his sons-in-law do not leave the city. His daughters leave under duress. His wife is so attached to the city and the things of that city that she literally turns around and turns into a pillar of salt. As a result of it, that's God's judgment. She stands in the desert of Israel right now as a living testimony that looking back is destruction. So I'm just going to say to you, as we're living right now, you've got to almost, I picture it like those horses at the Kentucky Derby. Boy, they got their blinders on and they're focused on what they're doing. They're not running somebody else's race trying to tell them you ought to do this and you ought to do that. They got their blinders on, they're focused, and they're headed for the finish line as hard as they know how to do. So here's four things I want to give you tonight that deal with walking by faith. The first one is we are to harmonize with God's word. Harmonize. Somebody say harmonize. So the Bible says in Genesis 5 and 22 that Enoch walked with God consistently for this 300 years. And he was so pleasing to God that God did not wait for him to die. Ooh, that's so good. Lord, take me out while I'm still walking down the street. Hebrews 11 and 5 says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. The Bible doesn't give us the details of all that took place in this translation, but it is a foreshadowing of, I believe, the rapture of the people of God. The first rapture that you find in the Word of God, as a matter of fact. So after Enoch walked with God, watch this, for 300 years. So the conditions, we know according to the scripture that Noah is building on this ark for more than 100 years, some 120 years. He's building on. So there's 120 years of lawlessness and debauchery and evil, and the thoughts of all were evil continually. How long could you last in that? 120 years. We know it to be at least that much. But Enoch has lived for 300 years, and he's walked by faith with God in the conditions and the culture of that society, maintaining a harmony between him and God, and he doesn't even have a Bible. You know what he has? This is why it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, to pass down the stories of your relationship with God and these Bible stories to your children and your children's children. Because in the society we're living in right now, most people will not read the Word of God like previous generations have done. They'll see it illustrated. They may see it on video, whatever it may be. If there's a new movie coming out, Passion Christ, whatever it may be, they may go see it. But the roots of that, they don't have. So what's going on here? The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, God commands the Hebrew people to pass to the next generation the stories of their fathers and forefathers. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is incredibly important for you, because you need to tell your children and your grandchildren about what God has done inside of your life and how he met your need, and then connect that to a Bible story. Because when you are off of this earth, now Enoch lived for 300 years. Anybody planning on living 300 years? Yeah, I got one or two takers out there. All right. I don't know. I'm 56 right now, and I'm telling you, I got to stretch seriously before I get out and put my feet on the. I don't know what 300-year-old man would be. I'm talking about somebody might need to bring me some lemonade or something before I get out of the bed. Just something. Here's Enoch walking with God in these conditions, and he's walking in harmony with God. So all he has is what he's heard from his great grandfather Adam, great 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 grandfather Adam. 300 years, passed down to his father and his all the way down the line, and they're telling him the stories of the gospel in the garden. He's telling him the story of those gigantic angels with flaming swords, telling him the story of how that Adam and Eve were created, and Cain and Abel, and they're passing these stories down. Listen to this, and it was enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Genesis or Revelation, but the stories alone were enough to cause Enoch's heart to harmonize with the voice of God, until I believe that God spoke with Enoch as well. Amen. As he walked with God in harmony. Are you getting this? Now, while the Bible doesn't give us the details of this, God, the Bible says, instantly took Enoch. And he didn't even have to die for that to take place. What we don't know if God took Enoch the same way that he took Elijah, but I want to put this in your thinker tonight from Revelation 11, verse number 3. The Bible says that there's going to be two witnesses that are going to walk around on this earth. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is one of the thoughts I had when I was walking on the streets of the old city of Jerusalem. That somewhere around here, these two guys, and I believe them to be Enoch, who's not seen death, and Elijah, who has not seen death, are going to walk around on the streets of Jerusalem. Come on. And they're going to live for 3.5 years untouched by the Antichrist, and then they're going to fall right there in those streets, and the cameras of the world are, right now, I could pull up on the screen, and you could go right to the western wall of where they are praying at this very moment, and you can look on the camera and see what's going on live. Right here, you can see it live there. I'm saying that to you because these are the two guys, I believe, because they've not seen death, who are going to be the two witnesses that are going to come back, because it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So everybody's going to die. That's right. That's right. Somebody said, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. Well, you're going to have to turn loose of this in order to get that. How many of you want a brand new body? without the surgery. Come on, say amen. All right, so if you'll hang out, walk with God, he's going to translate you, give you a brand new body. These two guys have never seen death. Elijah's caught up in a whirlwind, and he goes by the chariots of fire and the horsemen thereof into the presence of God. He's in reserve, and the Jewish people are looking for Elijah. They say that Elijah will come back preceding the Messiah that is to come, the prophet of God. Man, there's so much right here. I just want to take it. I know I'm on a rabbit trail right here, but stay with me. This is important because I see it in talking with pastors. I see it happening in our government. I see it happening in our world. The very spirit of Jezebel is loose like it's never been before, a controlling, manipulating spirit behind the scenes. You better be careful of that. Somebody said, I'm afraid of the coronavirus. You better be more afraid of the spirit of Jezebel. Don't let it in your house. Don't let it anywhere around you. Here's what you need to know. Wherever you see the spirit of Jezebel, there is the spirit of the prophet of Elijah. So we're living right now with that spirit that's operating, and yet at the same time, the spirit of the prophet Elijah is in and among us, where people are getting saved, and there's a prophetic voice and utterance that's going forward. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You're looking at me like I'm talking Star Trek to you tonight. I'm telling you, this is the first Star Trek. They all stood there, and everybody was amazed. Beam me up, Scotty. Enoch said, I already did that. I lived in such harmony with God and walking with God and obeying the word of God and kept his word on the forefront of my mind that all of a sudden one day I was just walking and the next moment he took me out of here while I was still alive. Enoch is going to come back and walk around on this earth according to the book of Revelation 11:3. The important aspect of Enoch's life is not how he was taken to heaven. The important aspect of Enoch's life is the fact that he walked with God while he was on this earth in the culture that we're in right now. Walking with God means to walk in harmony with God and his word. In other words, I'm not resisting what I already know and what I will know from the word of God. If God calls it sin, then I got to call it sin. If God calls it life, then I got to call it life. Whatever God's words, are you staring with me right here? Some of you are fading on me. Get this, you got to walk in harmony with God's word. Well, what is that? Listen to me, look at me. This word is becoming more adverse on a daily basis from people now that are not afraid to call you a bigot or a homophobe or whatever because you stand with the word of God. You better make sure when it's all said and done that your loving heart, compassion-filled life, stands firmly upon the word of God, no matter what the trends and the cultures change. The winds are going to blow now like it's never been before. The winds of false doctrine, the winds of all kinds of stuff's going on. You better find yourself in harmony with this word right here and teach your children to walk that way. Second thing is verbalizing God's word. It wasn't enough that Enoch just walked with God in harmony with God's word, but the Bible said he proclaimed. And in a very simple verse that's found over in the book of Jude, if you want to look over there, Jude verse 14, he didn't have a Bible, but he knew the ways of God, and he knew that he was unashamed to proclaim the ways of God to the people that were there. Noah, he knew that his granddaddy Noah was preaching the word of God, and yet Noah had no converts. You know, one of the things that most preachers have to get over is themselves when giving an altar call. Because it is seen many times by preachers when the people don't come to the altar and get saved as a personal rejection. But God told Samuel, they haven't rejected you, Samuel. They're rejecting me. Do what I tell you to do. If you witness to somebody and they want to reject your message or they want to spit in your face or whatever that it is, you lovingly stand still and keep on moving on with God. But I'm going to just tell you something. It's going to become more and more difficult in a society that is right now struggling and divisiveness politically, religiously, and in every other way.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Join us March 15th at 6 p.m. here at Pace Assembly for Prophecy Files with guest Perry Stone. This event is free and open to the public.